Concerning him, we have much to say, hard to explain, because you become dull of hearing. How do you become dull of hearing? That means I don't want to hear things that are crossing my will. I like to hear things about God that are encouraging, and how God is a loving Father. Those are the messages I like to hear. And no matter how much you have failed, God still loves you. When you hit rock bottom, remember that God loves you. Boy, you love those messages. And you want to hear such messages again and again and again. How He came for sinners, and the prodigal son, if you're a prodigal son, He'll run to welcome you. And you just long to hear such messages. Well, I want to say that that's why you remain in the condition you are. Because those are the only type of messages you want to hear. Those are the only type of messages you want to, that encourage you. But Scripture has got that as well as a lot of other messages that Jesus said about denying yourself and putting your flesh to death. Those are the areas where you will learn obedience. Because Jesus learned obedience in the areas where He suffered. Please remember this phrase in verse 6. He learned obedience, not from all areas, but from the things which He suffered. He obeyed in many areas where there was no suffering. There wasn't much to learn there. But from the things which He suffered, He learned obedience, and thus He became complete. So out of 100 areas, there are 50 areas where you've got to suffer to learn obedience, and 50 areas that are easy to obey God in. And you choose just the 50 areas all your life, obeying here, obeying here, obeying there. But don't be surprised if you don't grow much spiritually. Don't be surprised if your knowledge of God is very limited. And you're always dependent on having to come to church to be stirred up, or to a conference to be stirred up. And you don't know what it is, like Paul told Timothy, stir yourself up. He says, stir yourself up. That's a person who's willing to learn obedience in the things which he suffers. You know, it's like students. There are children who are very diligent. You don't have to tell them to do their homework. You don't have to tell them to do more than necessary for their classes. I mean, there are students like that. I've seen some who got a passion to do really well. And those are the ones who, you know, get into good colleges and get a good education and press on. And I tell you, there are others who are just as intelligent and who are in the same school with the same teacher and the same opportunities and the same intelligence, but who do not do well because they're just lazy. They just want to play around and play the fool, and they don't want to sit down with their books, and they do the minimum necessary for their classwork, and okay, they have completed their homework. It's always their whole attitude is, what is the minimum necessary? I want to enjoy myself in life as much as I can. But, you know, I have to do my homework. I have to go to school. I want to get a promotion. I don't want to fail. There are many Christians like that. What's the minimum necessary for me to, you know, just be a good Christian and not lose my testimony in CFC? Well, I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned, I'll tell you honestly, I'm concerned with so many brothers and sisters sitting here. There should be such a large number of brothers and sisters here who should be godly enough to be shepherds of others. Why is that not there? I don't know your private life, but I want to tell you that when there are things which involve suffering and self-denial in your life, you pull back. You don't choose those areas. And so the result is you don't learn obedience at all. You're obeying in the things like eat your ice cream, go and play. Oh, those areas I like to obey. Children like to obey such commands. Go and eat that ice cream, go and play. And put on those new clothes. Oh, I love to obey those commands. And I think many Christians like that. They're obeying. And they're obeying in those areas which involve no self-denial at all. In terms of time, money, energy, well, then we don't learn obedience. And that's the reason why he goes on to say, you become dull of hearing. That means you can't hear anymore. And when you come to the church meeting, you hear. And that's another thing I've often said. If the only time God speaks to you is in a Sunday morning service or in a conference. This, please take it as an indication of something seriously wrong with your spiritual health. If you find when you read the scriptures yourself, God is not saying anything to your personal life. I don't mean getting some information about knowledge about the tabernacle or information about Jesus' life. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about when you read the scriptures and you don't find God speaking to you personally. Something that you got to do in your life. You're not in a spiritually healthy condition. You may be born again, but you're not in a spiritually healthy condition. It's like a doctor saying, yeah, your child is not sick, but he's not healthy. And if he continues like that, he's going to be prone to so many sicknesses. That's exactly what I would say to any of you who are not hearing God speaking to you through His Word when you read it by yourself. In fact, the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from God's mouth. And that word that Jesus quoted, by the way, I don't have time to turn to it right now, is from Deuteronomy 8, where it speaks about the giving of the manna. It's in connection with the giving of the manna to the Israelites that it says there, God gave you manna, Moses said in Deuteronomy 8, every day to teach you what? Not just to feed you, but to teach you that man must live by every word that proceeds from God's mouth, just like the manna came from heaven every morning. So, have you learned that? That every morning, for survival, you need a word from God. You know, those Israelites did not go out in the morning and pick up that manna for their family. There was no food in the desert. And if they went out a little too late, the sun would melt the manna. It would all be liquid on the ground. You couldn't pick it up. So what would a responsible father do? Okay, the children can go to sleep. They're not going to get up, the 3-year-old, 4-year-old, maybe some 10-year-old all sleep. But daddy and mommy can't be irresponsible like them. They got to go out, gather enough manna for their family every day for 40 years. That was a pretty good discipline. How God made them all get up in the morning to collect a word from God. Imagine if you were one of those Israelites coming out of Egypt, very thankful that God delivered you, and you've got children, and you know the only way to feed them is to go and collect manna in the morning before it gets too hot. Boy, I tell you, you'd really get up. You wouldn't say, well, I'm so tired, I'm sleepy today, or I went to bed late last night. You would never make those excuses, even if you went to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. You'd be up there because you've got to feed your family. There's no other way to feed them. All the silly excuses that people make today, saying they're tired, they have no time to read the Bible, I forgot, and all that, would disappear if you're one of those Israelites. Little things like this are the proof that you're serious about your Christianity. That your Christianity is not just a game and not playing the fool. And if you don't, if you're not receiving like this, that's why you become dull of hearing. Because you're not serious about wanting to hear God. And you don't have to be very old. You know, I remember when I was very young, I was about 21 years old, and I had this tremendous passion every morning to hear what God had to say to me, to read His Word and study it. And I haven't lost it after 55 years. I still have a tremendous passion to hear what is God saying to me today, even this morning. And I hope all of you will develop that. Don't become dull of hearing.